this next story contains discussions of suicide.
We'd like to hold a moment of silence for the tenant who died, as well as for all tenants who have been harmed by the violence of evictions.
On a snowy Thursday night, dozens of people met outside the Montreal courtrooms of the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal. They were there to honor a tenant in Lachine who appears to have taken her own life earlier this month, the day a bailiff showed up at her door for an eviction. The story was reported in the news around the three SPVM officers who were accompanying the bailiff and who had to be taken to hospital because of exposure to a toxic gas. The tenant's eviction was not mentioned.
Yeah, we think that's disgusting. And that's really that anger around that situation is what moved us to organize something to recognize that this happened and that it's unacceptable.
Rose is an organizer with Montreal's Autonomous Tenants Union, SLAM. They're the group that put on Thursday's vigil. She told CKUT she didn't know the tenant personally, but wanted to honor her memory and stand with others who are evicted every day. The TAL processed 41,000 eviction orders in the last year alone.
It's a huge problem. We know that these numbers are growing every year. And there's really just a lack of willingness to recognize this problem.
Another minute of silence, but really with an intention of breath so that we can feel the life within us and show that we are here to protect ourselves and to protect each other. So for a moment, I'm just going to breathe right here into the mic, and I invite you to breathe along with me.
The vigil gave tenants the opportunity to take the mic and share their own stories of eviction. Sandra was living with her son in an affordable 4.5 when she says she was evicted on a technicality. Since then, she's moved from one rooming house to another across the city, trying to find her footing after her life was upended.
Vous voulez même pas en parler avec vos enfants, vos voisins, vous vous isolez.
You don't even want to talk to your kids or your neighbors. You isolate yourself. You think you've made a mistake, but it's not you who's in error. It's the system that's against us.
C'est le système qui est contre nous.
We were essentially blacklisted, taken from our home, support network. My son forced to change schools from a school he loved. We were stigmatized and felt exiled. While we had actively contributed for years to building a community that landlords profit from. Sorry.
Melissa began taking her landlord to the TAL over poor living conditions. No rubber mats on the outdoor stairs that caused her son to fall and hurt himself. But it was she who had to leave her home in Verdun after a judge ruled that her activism as a tenant, a banner drop from her balcony, amounted to harassment. She was given 1 month to move and ended up $13,000 poorer from the process. But she says the impacts were more than just financial.
The stress and trauma of our eviction still lingers. So does the anger at this unjust and callous system that claims such authority over the lives and well-being of tenants, and is more interested in protecting landlords' comfort, ease, and status in extracting rent and tenant wages. They are indifferent to displacing, expulsing, and even revile tenants who think they have rights or entitled to live in dignity in a secure home. They have never been held accountable for the fallout of their judgments and forced evictions.
Salut tout le monde, contente de vous retrouver ici.
Another tenant, Louisa, shared a story about someone she knew. She told the crowd that Bobby lived in a cheap apartment, only $700 for a 4.5. But Bobby was terminally ill, oversleeping and missing court dates, pushing back surgeries so he wouldn't miss more. After the landlord was given the judgment to evict him, the TAL refused to overturn the decision on appeal, and Bobby ended up on the street.
Bobby a fini dans la rue. 14 mois après, il vivait entre Maison du Père et les urgences des hôpitaux. Il est décédé il n'y a pas longtemps. Puis moi, je veux que vous sachiez que moi, pour moi, le responsable, c'est le propriétaire. Et ça, n'est pas juste le propriétaire, c'est le système capitaliste dans lequel on vit. C'est un système meurtrier, là. C'est pas juste ce système qui nous force à se faire exploiter, qui nous force à donner notre loyer. C'est un système meurtrier. Et juste parce que les bombes tombent pas par-dessus ici, ça veut pas dire qu'il est pas meurtrier. Bobby est mort dans la rue. Moi, je l'ai connu quand il était locataire, puis je l'ai connu quand il est dans la rue. Puis c'est un être humain, là.
As protesters throw messages like evictions kill on the sidewalk in front of the towel, Manu, who knew the tenant that the vigil was for, brought a bouquet of knitted flowers to give, and a message of love and support.
Can you say what you're holding?
So I'm holding flowers that were made by a caring woman. They're made out of tricoté. They're tricoté in wool. And right now, there's a circle of women having thoughts and prayers for her. Yeah.
We do not want to see another tenant on the street freezing in these conditions. We don't want to see another home turned into an Airbnb or jacked up by 50, 100%, 200%. We want to see homes for people, not for profit.
If you're being harassed or threatened with eviction, you're not alone. In addition to groups like SLAM, who do anti-eviction actions, your local housing committee is also there to support you. You can find the full list and the one closest to you at locataire.info. That's locataire.info.